Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Little Guys Podcast. I'm David.
And I'm Evie.
I almost said I'm Evie. I'm Evie.
You could be Evie.
No, I can't. I'm David, and she's Evie. And we'd like to welcome you to this abbreviated podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the cool new things that have come into the store. When it comes to video, you got to love the new Sony XBR 930D series. Just unbelievable black level, unbelievable color. I mean, really, really good. And then with the new 4K Blu-ray player from Samsung and a new 4K Blu-ray movie, it's over the top crazy.
It is just an unbelievable picture.
It's stunning.
And it's in the darker scenes that you see so much more detail that, you know, you just can't get over it.
It's just, I thought watching the 4K TVs over the last couple of years, you know, the picture was so amazing and so good, just up converting, you know, 1080p stuff and 720p and, you know, over the air broadcast. And I thought the picture was so good, but this is just, it's just amazing video. I mean, it truly is amazing. And then, if it's an HDR movie or a movie that's encoded with HDR, and the HDR circuit is turned on, it is the colors. I literally see colors that I think I haven't seen on a television before. It's almost freaky. I mean, it's really, really cool. I mean, the color, the detail, having all that contrast, and the black level is still fantastic. You still have all the cool, thin, all the features on the TV. You can watch all the 4K streaming stuff on YouTube. You can Netflix, you know, do Netflix and watch 4K shows from there. The Blu-ray player, of course, you know, is just coming out now. And the one that's out is the Samsung. And we do actually have those. And it's performance-wise is really good. And the movies themselves, there's quite a few more movies than I thought there would be initially. Right, because they've been doing movies, recording movies in 4K for a while, but actually having them ready on Blu-ray is pretty cool. So, I just have to say that the picture, you got to come in and just see this, right? I mean, you literally or wherever you're at, you need to go look at. You want to see the show in HDR. You want to see the movie in HDR. You want to actually take full advantage of it. I'm gonna guess that big box stores are gonna have a really tough time. If they don't use the little HDR demo modules, you know, just showing a regular movie in HDR is going to be tough for them because they're not going to have the TV set to the right position. They're likely not going to have the Blu-ray player set to the right position. You know, there's a little, you got to kind of know what you're doing. I'm going to guess that's not going to happen, but they should have the little modules. You should come by and let us just show you just how cool HDR is.
Right. And HDR, it's so everyone's used to HD. I mean, every industry has all their little initials for everything, and it drives people nuts if they're not within that industry. It seems to me every industry has it.
Yep.
You know, somebody will start talking about medical stuff, and you won't understand what they're saying because they have all their abbreviations. But HDR is high dynamic range.
Yeah, and it's just really cool. Just more color, more colors, more detail. The thing that blew me away was that shade of yellow and orange combined in the one movie, and it was like I haven't seen this color. I'm positive I've never seen this color before on a television. It's just truly amazing.
And the good news is there is an update available for some of the Sony TVs
from last year.
So if you bought a Sony TV last year,
if you bought a C series, they backed it up so that those would be taken care of. And if you bought a 350 ES projector, that one, can't be updated, but the 365, which is this year's model, can be updated. So they're trying to do the best they can to catch people up so that, you know, not to render something that, you know, where it can't use the latest in technology. The good news is technology changes pretty fast in today's world. The bad news is technology changes really fast in today's world.
Right. And it seems like we just bought the latest and greatest thing, and now there's a new latest and greatest.
I was talking to the guys from AudioQuest. If you look on their boxes that their cables come in, it says, you know, a 2.0 compatible as far as the HDMI cables are concerned. Well, guess what? It's way beyond that. It's 2.2, and it can do the HDR, and it can do all the latest 4K stuff. But they didn't even have a chance to change the boxes, right? On their level, it's, you know, I said, well, send us some stickers. So we put some stickers on the boxes. But just a lot of really cool stuff. I mean, and the Blu-ray players is very nice. It's super reasonable. It's like $3.99.
Right.
And they are real tough to get right now.
I was going
to
say, that's a Samsung, and that's in short supply. But they do trickle in now and then.
Yeah.
Also, if you're waiting for a Sony, they're saying early next year, early in 2017, they will have one available.
I got an update this morning, actually, and they say now it's going to be summertime of this
really?
Year. Yeah, they updated it. They're gonna do it sometime this summer. They're gonna have one. You know, I'll believe it when I see it. But they said that they decided they shouldn't wait as long.
The really funny thing is Sony is the old kid on the block with 4K. They've been doing it the longest.
Yeah, and their 4K TVs are just amazing. So, again, they're on, like Evie said, on later generations of 4K technology. And if you look at the movie theaters that have 4K projectors, over 70% of them are Sony projectors. And if you look at the movies, most of the Sony movies that are 4K, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff to choose from. So it's coming fast. Change is inevitable. That's the way it works. And it's a good thing, though. Why not have a better picture? Why not have it look better?
Right. I'm going to throw some more letters out there because we always talk about 4K. It's always been 4K to us.
Yeah.
And the industry decided it should be UHD or ultra high definition. Yeah. And then Samsung decided that they're going to make
super
ultra
high definition. Well, they all
are.
LG's doing it too. So.
But ultra high definition, forget anything else that's added to it, is 4K.
Yeah, that's for sure. The 4K sets are so prevalent now. I mean, the reality is it's all we're selling. I mean, it's just the way it is. And I was always a little nervous about the people who had Pioneer Elites and Panasonic Plasmas and, you know, those TVs from 5 years ago and 7 years ago and 8 years ago, which are starting to die and not look as good. And people want bigger ones now and, you know, that kind of thing. I was always a little worried about those people and the 4K TVs and the new, but with the new ones, there's no worries, and the picture is absolutely awesome. You're gonna like it. You're not gonna be disappointed. We've changed out quite a few people who had the Panasonic Plasmas and the Pioneer Elites, and they're totally content with.
Right, and there's not the motion issues,
yeah.
Which is why most people chose plasma because it didn't have motion issues, and some of the upper end Sony TVs. Don't have any off-axis problems either.
No, they're truly awesome. The other things that have come in recently, I know the Series 2 Golden Ears, right? The for the Triton 2 and the Triton 3.
The Triton 2 and the Triton 3. Sandy made them backwards. Well, he made the Triton 2 first.
Yeah.
And then the Triton 3, and then he made the Triton 1. And the technology he put into the Triton 1 made it sound so amazing that he decided that he should put some of that technology into the Triton 2 and 3. So in the last 6 months, I would say, the Triton 2 and Triton 3s that we've received have been the pluses, which have that super technology that's in the Triton 1.
And just the tonal balance is killer. You will enjoy listening to the speaker. I was doing a demo for a guy the other day, and he said the movies were really the priority for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, the weird thing about the Golden Ears is that either way, it's okay. Whether it's music and imaging and detail and soundstage, or whether it's movies and soundstage and imaging and depth and body and fullness and being able to understand the words, the Golden Ears just seem to cover all the ground. They seem to make everybody kind of happy. So really good choice in speakers, really pretty special sounding.
And if you read some of the reviews, and you'd have to have a lot of time to read all the reviews because there are
so many
of them, but these are reviewers who have seen every speaker in the world. Super expensive high-end speakers and inexpensive speakers. I mean, they've seen everything. And the praise for the Golden Ear speakers is really just over the top.
Yep. And it should be. They have a new subwoofer too, right?
Well, they have the Super Sub XXL, which came out last year. And there is a Super Sub XL that is going to be out momentarily. You know, within the next month, I think we'll have it.
And just tight, clean, good impact bass, good detail, really good sound and subwoofer. Those are some of the things that we've gotten in recently and put on display. And we have the LG OLED TVs. A lot of people ask about OLED, right? They read about it and they're not sure. And is it really OLED? Is it, you know, what version of OLED is it? Is it professional OLED? Is it home level OLED, you know, kind of a thing? And the LG OLED sets are all white lights, and they look really good. They have amazing off-axis imaging. Their black level is over the top, near perfect black level, and the color is really good. The people who see it, it's really weird. It's people who see the picture seem to really, really like it, fall in love with it, and that's just what they want.
Right.
Others, you know, think it's okay and good and go with the other TV. It's a weird, kind of a weird dynamic. But the fact is, we do have the LG OLEDs on display in both flat and curved. There's still somebody out there.
Initials OLED, which stands for organic light
emitting
diode. But LG, which is initials LG, has decided that it's OLED. They've made a word out of the initials. So when we say OLED, you're going to hear, when you hear an LG commercial, they say OLED.
Yep. All right, so all the people still come in and ask about smart TVs. And all the TVs that are being made in today's world, with very few exceptions, have smart capabilities. And what that means is you have access to things that are available on the internet, like Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and YouTube, and there's dozens and dozens and dozens. I was looking at setting up a new TV the other day, and it said there were 189 apps on the television. So there's so many different things you can go find and go do, MLB and NFL and NHL. And I mean, there's just so many different things you can go find.
Right, and there's all kinds of music. And I mean, there's just, you know, amazing things. And the best connection for that, you know, everyone says, well, I'll just use the Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi.
The best connection for those applications is a wired connection.
Yeah, especially when you're streaming video and stuff. I mean, there's no gray area. You need to pull a wire to that location. The Cat 6 or Cat 7 wire, use good cable, you know, do it correctly, and get a good wired connection, because the speed is so much faster. You'll get so much more enjoyment out of it, so much less frustration with buffering and delays and, you know, things like that.
Right, even to the point if your router is, you know, in a room across the hall. Get 50 feet or 100 feet of Cat 6 and just wind it up. And then when you're using those things on the TV, you know, if it's difficult to get a wire through the walls, under the floor, or whatever, to get to the TV, you know, just wind some up and use it when you're going to be watching things that you're streaming.
At the very least, you can do the internet over the AC lines and get better than Wi-Fi. Significantly better than Wi-Fi performance with a couple of little adapters, and they're inexpensive and easy to hook up and give you, again, much, much better performance than relying on the Wi-Fi part of it. And the worst thing in the world that could happen is you're in the middle of a download where a TV's updating itself to the, you know, with some changes and whatever, and then in the middle of that download, the Wi-Fi cuts out or something interferes, and the download doesn't get downloaded, and it gets 90% of the way through, of course, and then starts. You have to start all over again. It's just a smart play to make sure you're pulling wires and do it correctly. I want to mention that the Little Guy's store, by the way, is at 191st and LaGrange Road in Mokena, Illinois. We're just south of Chicago, southwest, I guess, of Chicago. Easy to get to, right off of all the major expressways, 355, 294, right off of I-80. 94, 350, I said 355, 394. They're all 94, 90. They all converge on I-80 there, and you can get right to the store. It's simple to get to. The store is a fun place to just hang out and check out all the latest and cool gear, whether it's extreme high-end two-channel audio or it's complete surround sound or dedicated theaters or just finding out about networks or you got rid of your landlines and you want to use just cell phones and your cell phone doesn't work so good in the house. We have solutions for that. There's all kinds of cool things that you can do here at the store. You can check us out at thelittleguys.com. The website has a lot of information, a lot of details, and someday is going to actually have products on it. And the email is info@thelittleguys.com. So you can always email us as well. The store is actually open Monday through Thursday from 10 until 6, and Friday and Saturday from 10 until 5. We're closed on Sundays. But again, always available via email, info@thelittleguys.com. And the phone number at the store is 708-754-8844 if you want to call. So the store is set up for you to experience digital audio, analog audio, all the different kinds of speakers that are available, all the different kinds of electronics that are available, the control, whether it's changing your lighting in the house and being able to actually control your lighting from your phone or from a tablet or from a touch panel on the wall, to controlling your temperatures with cool new thermostats and different controllable devices, to single Blu-ray players and lots of different headphones, premium headphones from companies like Oppo and PSB and AudioQuest and Klipsch and Grado, Sony, lots of Sennheiser. Okay, I'm done. Lots of really, really cool stuff. And we invite you and we really want you to come in and check it out.
Hey, we have a few more minutes. I know this is a short one, but there's one other thing I wanted to talk about was wireless speakers. There's a company that's come out with a wireless 5.1 surround system. So if you see a picture of this in a magazine, you will not see any wires. And even if you read the description, it says no wires. Every single speaker in the system has to be plugged into the wall. You have to have an electrical outlet for six things as opposed to two things, right? Your receiver and your subwoofer. Also, each of these speakers has an amplifier that's powered built into it. There are people with speakers that are 30, 40 years old who can still be using them. When there's electronics in the speaker, it's not going to last that long. You know, your speaker might still be okay, but the power is shot and, you know, it's going to have to be repaired. You know, having said that, they can be a great solution in certain spaces. I'm just not sure. I don't think a whole system.
Well, I just think it's important to be clear. Wireless isn't really wireless. There's got to be an AC outlet for you to plug in the speakers, like you said. There are wires. There's no getting away without wires, unless there's a battery inside the box. There's no getting away without wires. There's going to be a wire. Now, there's no wire from the source to the speakers themselves. The information from the source is sent wirelessly to the speaker boxes themselves. So you don't have to pull speaker wires across the room or underneath into the basement and back up the wall. You don't have to do that. But you do have to have an AC outlet conveniently located right where the speaker is supposed to be, which is pretty rare. Also, mounting speakers up high that are wireless presents other issues, like what do I plug it into from up there? Or where do I plug it in? I mean, there's other things.
Right, so you're going to spend some money having us fish wires through your walls, or you're going to spend some money having an electrician put a bunch of outlets in your house.
Yeah.
Like I said, like for a desktop system, in a dorm room or an office, that's awesome. But yeah. I don't see it with a whole home
theater.
It's
just confusing because in your head, when you think of wireless, it's wireless.
It's wireless,
that
right.
That would be a great concept in theory, but just not a great reality. They're getting better than they used to be, and they work okay.
Yeah, sounds great.
But just need to know all the facts, that's for sure. It's not quite as simple as sometimes they make it out to be.
Correct.
We're going to run out of time, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
we're going to run out of time. Yes, we are.
All right, so we're gonna wrap this up. I want to remind everybody, info@thelittleguys.com, thelittleguys.com to check us out and stop by and say hello. All right, I'm David.
And I'm Evie.
And we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.